Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. A woman has been arrested after two police were injured in Melbourne at a protest on the weekend. Victoria Police say they want to make more arrests. Commander Wayne Cheeseman says some people threw rocks, bottles filled with shards of glass and rotten fruit at officers.
The truth is, it's difficult. We are investigating all these offenders who we identify on our cameras are followed up. We really we rely on a whole range of information and intelligence sources to try and identify these people. But proving who was throwing the rocks, it's a really difficult task, but we investigate it anyway. And we hope that we get a result, because we don't want these people coming to future protests and putting people in harm's way.
United States President Donald Trump says he hopes to improve the nation's trade relationship with China. The president plans to meet Chinese leader Xi Jinping in South Korea in late October. Mr. Trump says the meeting will be useful.
I think we're going to do fine with China. I get along great with him. He's a very strong leader.
I
have a lot to pull. I'm not looking to destroy China. But, you know, China's taken out trillions of dollars, not hundreds, over the years, trillions of dollars. China has built their military because of us.
Thieves with chainsaws have stolen jewellery from the Louvre in Paris. Police say four people stole famous pieces, including a crown found nearby, before escaping on motorbikes. Prosecutor Laura Becot says police are working to find out who did this.
Soit c'est une commande par un collectionneur.
Either it was commissioned by a collector, in which case, if we identify this collector and this commissioner, we will find the jewelry in good condition. Or, as we can see on different occasions, it was commissioned by people who only noticed these jewels because of the stones and pearls and objects, the rare metals they were made of.
Indians have begun celebrating the annual Hindu festival of lights, Diwali. 2.61 million clay oil lamps have been lit in a northern Indian city as part of the festival. Guinness World Records team member Nichelle Barot says this is a world record.
The 2,617,215 lit lamps were displayed today, which was the biggest display in the world. And we calculated it three different ways, and the result was certified by the Guinness World Record.
That's the latest. SBS News in Easy English.